The investigation into Tuesday's lockdown at Eastview Secondary School is complete and Barry police have confirmed no charges are being laid. Two incidents yesterday at the Grove Street East High School created a large police presence while also seeing parents feeling nervous as they stood along the sidewalk across from Eastview. The first call, which came in around 8:30 a.m., led to a hold and secure being put in place at the school, while the second call, 2 hours later, put staff and students into lockdown. For the second call, which involved a reported shooting, there were upwards of 12 police vehicles and 4 ambulances in front of the school. Some officers were seen entering the school with their firearms drawn. Barry Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon told Barry Today that, due to a number of underlying complexities that are focused on what happened yesterday, our investigation has concluded and there will be no charges laid. Leon also told Barry Today on Wednesday that while the initial threat that was being investigated could not be substantiated, police did maintain a presence in the area throughout the remainder of the afternoon, given the nature of the information brought to their attention. With regards to the second incident that was reported, there is nothing additional that we can share other than we were able to confirm that there was never a threat to the safety of the students and staff and that the information received was false, Leon said. The response implemented by the Barry police was appropriate, measured and was based upon the details we had to work with at the time, he added. It reflected a high level of professionalism and respect for the staff and students of Eastview. Barry Today was on the scene during the second call for service and saw officers enter the school with large guns drawn. Officers cleared the school and determined there was no threat. The lockdown was lifted around 11:20 a.m., Tuesday. At 3:45 p.m., Tuesday, Eastview Principal Tyson Maxwell sent an email to parents to make them aware of the situation and what had occurred. In the letter, Maxwell explained that during the initial hold and secure at 8:30 a.m., activities continued inside the building, but all exterior doors were locked and no one was allowed to enter or exit the building. As Barry police conducted their investigation, they determined that it was necessary to initiate our lockdown protocol, and the school was placed in lockdown at approximately 10:40 a.m., Maxwell said in the letter. During a lockdown, students and staff are moved to secure areas, away from doors and windows, the principal noted. Interior doors are locked, lights are shut off and blinds are drawn. Students and staff are asked to remain quiet. The letter indicated the school was in lockdown for about 40 minutes while police continued their investigation. I want you to know that we will always take whatever precautions are necessary to keep our students and staff safe, Maxwell said in the letter. I'm proud of the way our students dealt with the situation, and I thank Barry Police for their support. Students returned to class Tuesday afternoon on an altered schedule and everything was back to normal at Eastview today.